Hey, man, what's going on? Good to speak with you. Good to be back with the KDKB. Is my house still standing?
I don't know.
I was over in England looking on the internet, and I'm seeing all these torrential floods and what's going on over there.
If you want to give me the gate code, I'll go and take care of it for you. I'll keep an eye on it.
Okay. Is my house going down the hill? What is that going down the there? And, you know, crazy time. But very heavy metal weather. And,
yes.
That's all good, because we're talking about heavy metal today with what's happening in the priest world in Redeemer of Souls.
Yes. Now, here's the thing. Last time you and I spoke, it was right about the time Epitaph was going on, and it was going to be over for the priest. You were going to go off into the sunset and enjoy your retirement, join Alice Cooper on the links, and then all of a sudden...
this blonde bombshell on a steel Harley Davidson came roaring over the horizon going, I am... Richie the Falcon Falconer, and I'm here to bring new life into the beast that is the priest.
Is it really Richie Faulkner that brought you guys back from that retirement?
Well, you know, I think in our hearts we didn't feel that the end was nigh. We were certainly in a precarious place when KK decided to retire. Of course, we were all set to do that Epitaph tour as it was, and there was some feeling of, not exactly the end, but maybe, pulling back on the reins a little bit. I don't know how you would describe it. But then, of course, KK retires, and what are we going to do? You know, I mean, we have the tour booked, we have the venues booked, we've got the tickets ready to get on the plane, blah, 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 blah. And then the search starts for the man that's going to stand on that part of the stage. And lo and behold... We found this incredibly talented musician by the name of Richie Faulkner from just outside of London. And there you go. I mean, we went off together on the Epitaph tour, went around the world twice, got to really kind of bond with the guy and figure out what made him click and tick. And we were just ready after that Epitaph tour to get straight into the writing mode, like we've been doing for so many years with Priest, the trio, two lead guitar players and a singer. And there we were in the studio here in the UK, just churning out the new metal, Redeemer of Souls, and now we're ready to kick it off and get back out on the road again.
So this might be a sensitive question, but how tough is it at 62 to be the metal god and to go out there and to sing? Because your canon is very, very demanding.
I've had a couple of hiccups recently in my life, but that's nothing. You know, you overcome whatever you need to overcome, because... it's that real solid resilience that metal gives us all, and you know we'll be seeing that again when we come through on November 12th at the Jobbing Arena over in Glendale. So, you know, it's you thrive on it, man. You thrive on it, and Priest is like this machine that never is going to stop. It's that beast that's the priest, and we're a time machine for a lot of people. When we start banging out Living After Midnight like we did last time we came through at the Coliseum, the State Fair. It's a time machine. We're all banging our heads in the 80s again. They're going through the same vibe with early stuff, right back from the roots of Priest, you know, through the 70s and the 80s, through the Painkiller years, through the Nostradamus years, and now into Redeemer of Souls. We're just roaring along and having the best of times right now.
You're rolling into the Valley on November 12th over at there, calling it the Theater at Jobbing.com Arena, which I assume means that your set and the stage show is too big to bring into a place like... the Comerica. So I would imagine you're going to bring all the fires and the bells and the whistles.
Yeah, we've never played this arena before. It's always exciting to be in a different venue. It's still, you know, home for me, and I'm excited to be coming back to play some tunes and to see a lot of friends from the Valley again. Danny's figured out a way to get everything in and to put on a great show of metal with Priest the Steel Panther.
Why Steel Panther? Are they not something that is a caricature of what Priest represents, or is that...
Well, there you go, see. That was a thing. When we were looking through the extraordinary list of talent that we were trying to get for the Redeemer of Souls tour in the American leg, a lot of our friends were either in the studio, or they were writing, or they were already out on the road, and so on and so forth. But I remember we were in New York and doing press and promo, and Steel Panther came up, and in a heartbeat, I said, "Let's grab these guys," because it does seem as though, is this kind of going to work? Is this like a real deal? What's going on here? Are we throwing a curveball? maybe we are, I don't know how you want to put it, but my thing was to the guys in the band, I said, look, why does it all have to be so damn serious all the time? You know, why can't, I mean, everybody goes to a show, regardless of what kind of music you're listening to. Even if you're going to go and see Slayer, you're going out for a good time, you know?
Right.
So we're just trying to throw a different type of vibe out here, and I think it's going to be really, really cool. You're going to have a great lift-off with the guys from Steel Panther. Tremendous musicians, really entertaining. Going to get the place rocking, and then Priest's going to go on and give you a good dose of British heavy metal.
Always a class act, are you, Rob Halford? I appreciate you taking some time out from us. I know you're in England right now. What time is it over there right now?
Right now it is coming up to 11 p.m. in the evening, and I'm still going to be flapping my lips until 1 o'clock in the morning, talking to friends all over the great nation of America. We're here getting ready. We're getting ready to kick the tires on the tunes, you know, crank out Living After Midnight, check out Breaking the Law, all the other great classics that we're putting in the set list. And so, I'm just doing what I always do, love to do, talk about the Priest and get into rehearsals and bring the beast back over, get the Harley roaring, and getting ready to come back to the Valley and in November at the Jobbing Arena.
You're the best, Rob. Thank you for taking time out for us here at KDKB, and be safe.
Love you guys. KDKB, love you guys. See you soon. Bye-bye now.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.